It is our Finally Friday conversation. And as we do every Friday of the first of the month, it's Northwoods Community Realty. Happy to have Jackie Leonard and Keith Hansey with me this morning on the radio. And good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning.
How's it going with you?
Oh, it's going pretty good this morning. I guess it was nice to see the sun finally yesterday.
Right.
So it just seems like we've had a dreary fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but otherwise, I guess yesterday was a tough day, I think, for Tomahawk. My heart goes out to Andrea and her Century 21 crew. I started out at that office, and it just really hit me hard yesterday. I told Andrea, you know, that's where I started my career, and she was an amazing teacher, and I will always feel very grateful for her to get me started out in real estate. So I really, you know, just feel for the downtown and Nachos. I'm just glad that everybody got out okay. And, you know, of course, Tomahawk is doing Tomahawk by rallying for that family, just an outpouring support and donations for them. So that's awesome. And, you know, if there's, I told Andrew, if there's anything we could do, you know, for that family, I do have some rentals and stuff that they could go in temporarily. But, you know, just I'm so grateful for being in this community. I just, you know, you see that outreach, you know, for both of those property owners. You know, you just hope that for downtown's sake, you know, that they go back there. So you can hope for that. So, and then, as realtors, there was another thing that happened, you know, this week that, you know, really hit realtors hard. Is there is a NRA, National Realtors Association, there's a class action lawsuit that they lost. And we really feel that that will impact real estate moving forward. And I want to be able to really dive into that topic. So I think next month, you know, we'll probably talk about that a little more in depth when we just have a little more time. But, you know, just in the Northwoods in general, we really, as realtors, are family. You know, I mean, it's kind of a strange dynamic. You know, we're all competitors, but at the end of the day, when something like this happens, you know, we're just ready to rally around our fellow realtors. And when the class action suit, you know, we believe in our profession and what we do and that we are doing the best thing for our clients. And, you know, I think that, you know, I hope people know that the realtors in your community are truly a part of your community. And we're volunteers, we're, you know, people that are, you know, will work for you, you know, to make your biggest investment, typically of your life. And it's a big deal, and it's a big responsibility, and we don't take it lightly.
Yeah, Jackie, Keith and I were chatting before we went on the air about the NRA class action lawsuit, and that is quite a confusing thing, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I had to, you know, I've been doing a lot of research on it over in the last couple months, and we were really hoping it would go, you know, in our favor, because we just can't see how it could not. And it's just a long story short, you know, it's basically saying, you know, when people listed their home, they didn't understand that, you know, where all the commission was going, which is ridiculous because it's right in the contract. Like, literally, we say it in the contract. So I'm not sure, you know, that jury, I think, was you know, not the best jury. I think they were mostly renters. And, you know, when you have a small jury pool in Missouri, you know, that was probably a big part of it. So I think they're going to appeal. You know, this will probably drag out for years. But, you know, it is something that we don't want people, or if you have any questions, you know, you can do some research on it yourself. But most of the you know, everything that I was seeing is, you know, there is a pretty shocking thing that that it went in that direction.
It's our Finally Friday conversation with Northwoods Community Realty. Jackie and Keith from NCR are joining us. Their office is on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And you guys have some fun promotions coming up. We'll turn to Keith. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning.
How's it going today?
It's going good. It's Friday.
And speaking of Friday, you guys have a Black Friday promotion coming up.
We do. We do. It's a Black Friday, but it's also a whole month of November. So what it is if we list your home in the month of November, we're offering free droning and a home warranty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the droning aspect of that, you get to see that property from the air. You get to see the land, the topography, everything, different angles mm-hmm. of that home that you normally don't see. And home warranties, we haven't talked much about that, but they're super important for sellers and buyers. They cover that home for most of them are 13 months now.
Mm-hmm.
So anything inside that home, appliances, plumbing, electrical inside there, anything goes wrong, you call the home warranty company, and it's typically a small copay, like $75. So if your furnace goes out, you just call them. They have contractors that they work with. They come in, swap it out. It's $75. So it's peace of mind for buyers and sellers because they offer the seller's warranty. So when you list your house and it's listed with us, it's covered during that time also. So it's a really good deal. So for all the listings that we're going to put on in the month of November, we're offering that.
That's a really nice promotion, Jackie. It's amazing what technology has done. And then it's moved into the real estate realm, too, with that drone footage that you guys provide, Jackie.
Yeah, the droning aspect has been really a game changer, especially when you're listing properties, you know, big tracts of land. I listed a property that was down on Highway 102, and it was 120 acres. So, like, how do you take a picture of 120 acres, right? You know, you can't just have a picture of a tree. So it really allows us to give the full picture. And then it's so cool. In the last couple months, we were able to drone stuff that, you know, has a lot of color. And it's amazing because then you can tell almost exactly what type of trees are on there. So that's a great option, you know, when you're, you know, trying to promote a property that you're able to give those perspectives, or even a lakefront property where you're standing down at the lake and you're looking up at the house, you just don't get that shot, you know. And Brent can, you know, be at a level, you know, that he's getting that perfect shot, you know, no matter what the steepness is of the property.
Sure, sure. And the cool thing, Keith, is with the seasons that we have, obviously, we have all four seasons here in the North Woods. And if you're selling a property in winter, so to speak, you can have drone footage from the summer. And that helps the buyers really see what that property is like.
Yeah. And we've done that in the past where we know we're going to be getting a listing. Mm-hmm. And it may not come in till December or January just because of life stuff happens. So we'll try and go out there and drone that now mm-hmm. or in the fall, get those colors. So people can see it, and it's not one-dimensional. They can't just see, all right, there's snow on the ground. What does the yard look like? What is that? So, it's a really cool feature to have, and we're lucky to have our own drone and, mm-hmm. and our own marketing guy in Brent.
Yeah, and it's some of the cool stuff that I've seen on your website and Facebook page of, like, the entire Lake Nokomis area or the Wisconsin River really can highlight those waterfront properties and what the whole piece of body of water is like.
Right. Especially if you're on, let's say, a smaller lake, mm-hmm. 100 or 200 acre. Well, if you have a picture of that house and you just see the water frontage, you have no idea what it looks like. But if you have that aerial mm-hmm. and you can see, okay, this is a round lake and there's weeds over here, you can see a lot of stuff. And it gives you a good idea of what you're buying.
Absolutely. And Jackie, that Black Friday promotion is going to be for your customers coming up.
Yeah, so I think that's a great to have that home warranty, and the droning is just, you know, a great marketing tool all around. I don't know if anybody, you know, checks out our website. Brent has created this whole tour of all of the lakes. So it's just not one property. It's literally you can go from Tomahawk, and then you can go up to Nokomis, and you can do Bridge Lake and Deer Lake, and he has droned almost every lake in our area. So it's very cool. It's a cool tour. He did a great job putting it together.
Yeah, that's awesome. Online at your websites, which, Keith, is?
NorthwoodsCommunityRealty.com.
Perfect. Well, Jackie, when you talked about droning first, you talked about a big property, a big chunk of land that you were able to drone. It is hunting season, Jackie. Let's talk a little bit about hunting land.
Yeah, so we have some hunting land available. I have a really nice cabin with all set up with generators, solar power, has a bathhouse. And it is out off of Tower Road, going more towards the south, you know, kind of from the Spirit area, and that's 40 acres. It is bordering Tomahawk Timber Company land, and so you are very remote back in there, about a mile and a half in on a road that's through that Tomahawk Timber land. So you are very, very remote. If somebody's looking to be off-grid just for, you know, a getaway or for hunting. We saw lots of nice deer sign out there, and it's primarily all highland with some tree stands all ready to go for hunting season. And then, Keith, you have one.
Yeah, I've got 240 acres out off of Coffee Creek Road. It's got a rustic log, full log cabin on it, and it's 40 acres back in. You cross Coffee Creek to get back in there, and it's a beautiful mix of highland, hardwoods, pine, cedar, little swamp. It's got everything. Mm-hmm. I was actually out there last night, and we saw quite a few deer scrapes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So in that one, I believe we've got quite a few showings on it, but no offers yet. So if anybody's interested in 240 acres,
yeah,
it's beautiful land.
And as always, if anyone has any questions on those parcels that you guys are discussing, Jackie, they can just head to your website, right?
Yeah, you can give us a call at the office. It's 453-2673. Our website has all of our listings on it. And you can, you know, get yourself set up on a search just in case these sell right away. We can keep you updated on what's coming next.
It's our Finally Friday Morning Conversation. Northwoods Community Realty, Jackie Leonard and Keith Hansey joining me here this morning. Venison feed's right around the corner, and looking forward to that.
Yes, yes. The venison feed is a Tomahawk tradition. There's businesses sponsor grills, as you may know.
Yep,
I do. And you may even see some celebrity chefs down there.
You may or may not.
You guys might be able to find Tim and I on the WJJQ grill. But then Northwoods Community Realty, we also sponsor the, I believe, Jackie, last year, didn't we do the water?
Yeah, yep. So we're down there volunteering, giving out the water and whatever else we can help out with down there. It's just a great tradition, and I look forward to it every year, and hopefully we have warmer weather this year than last.
Yeah, it was a little chilly last year and the year before.
Seems like every year you never know what you're going to get, but that's Northwoods weather, right, Jackie?
Yeah. That's right.
All right, our next topic here on our Friday morning conversation is winterizing your property, and hard to believe that it's already time to do that.
It is. And a funny story for you. A friend of mine has a cabin up here, lives down in Madison. And, you know, we had a fall, rainy, cold, and then all of a sudden it got cold and we got snow, like overnight. And he called me yesterday and he's like, I never turned my heat on. So I ran over there, turned the furnace on, nothing froze, it was all good. But, you know, it kind of triggered us to for people listening out of the area that may have a cabin up here, or if people live here and they have a cabin somewhere else, make sure that thing is winterized, because this weather changes so fast, and frozen pipes and a frozen cabin is not a good thing.
Anything to add on winterizing, Jackie?
Yeah, so we try to remind our clients, our past clients, you know, just send out an email and just, you know, just reminding them, hey, wherever you are, it might be warmer than it is here. And winter is upon us, so, you know, you just really need to make sure you remember to turn your heat on and turn your breaker off to your well. I can't tell you how important that is, you know. And I just talked to a client this week. I have at least one client a year, which is so sad, you know, that, you know, they forget to do these things. And when we're at closing, I really try to hammer this home to them that you have to get this. You know, you have to make sure your LP tank is on an autofill or you're watching it. I think there are some LP companies now are having devices where they can tell how much is in it remotely, which is a really nice option. And then just to make sure that you have the breaker turned off to your well. That's the most important thing, because if that pump can run, it will pump and pump and pump. And you come up 2 weeks later, it's been pumping for 2 weeks if you have something break. So it's just super important. Just a reminder to everybody that if you bought a cabin this year, you know, talk to your plumber. Just ask them what you should do. You know, what is the best option, and have them look at your situation. And sometimes they can redo plumbing. So you can just open one valve, everything, you know, gravity drains out, and then you drain your hot water heater and you're good to go. I just tell people it's really good to, if you turn that well off and open all your valves, at least it takes that pressure off. If you are just know you're going away for, you know, weeks or a month at a time, it's just good to take some precautions. You don't have to winter, you know, like blow up the lines, but at least take a couple of precautions, you know, to make sure that you don't have frozen pipes, because that's just not fun.
Absolutely. And when you make that investment, Keith, into buying, you know, a vacation property, so to speak, you want it to, you know, be good, right?
Yeah. And especially a lot of people aren't familiar with LP. If they're living in a bigger city, they have natural gas. So they see a 500-gallon tank. They're not sure, do we fill that once a year? Do we fill it twice a year? Because you're buying a brand-new property to you. So we like to remind them, if you're on a autofill or you're working with one of the local LP companies, get that on there, because if we get a real cold spot, you could go through more LP than they have in the past. So it's just a good idea. Keep that LP in the tank and keep it warm.
And how exactly does that autofill work from our local companies, Keith?
So most of them, they basically, if they don't have a device, when they're in that area, they'll stop and check it.
Oh, that's
nice. And if you have it set up, let's say 30% or 40% is the minimum you want to go. If it's there, then they'll just fill it and send you a bill. But that, it's peace of mind knowing, hey, I don't have to run up or have a buddy go check it and tromp back in there. But just to make sure you got heat for the winter and maintaining that home.
Such a convenience factor, Jackie, to be able to, you know, work with all the great companies that we have up here in the Northwoods area to take care of our vacationers.
Yeah, I think they do a good job, and the LP companies know that, you know, this happens. They see it all the time, and it's, you know, it's not a fun call to get. You know, if it's, you're going to pay more if you have an emergency and you're down to 5% and you have to pay more for your LP, you know, company to come out there, or get caught in spring when rule limits are on or something. Sometimes they have to bring smaller trucks, so they charge you more. So it's just good to have all that set up ahead of time, and then you just don't have to worry about it. And I also just wanted to mention, you know, with our promotion for new listings, a lot of people think now is not a good time to sell. And looking back at all of our stats, October, November, December are typically one of the best months in sales that we have. So it is still a really good time to sell. A lot of people, they looked all summer and didn't find a property, and they're still out there looking, and they would love to get something now so that they, in spring, you know, they have their lakefront property, they are ready to go. They're still going to enjoy it for the winter. So just a reminder, you know, it's, you know, even through the holidays and everything, people just think that people don't look at homes or buy them. And we still have a lot of buyers that are literally homeless. I actually, you know, I have some vacation rentals, and this time of year, I am filling my rentals with people that are literally don't have a home because they sold their home, and now they're in our rental just hoping to find something over the winter before May, when they have to, you know, when I'm going to be renting to weekly again. So we have two right now that are just sold their home, just very seriously looking, obviously, because they need something before spring.
And Keith, what's kind of the properties that are, you know, being looked for at this time? A little bit of everything?
We've seen, for myself, the hunting land is starting to heat up now. Typically, we see that a little more in October, too, but it seems to be a late start. But the cold weather, the snap, or the snow has got people looking. But I sold two lake homes last week. hunting properties, been showing. It's been crazy busy. So, yeah, definitely a good time to still list right now.
Sounds good. Well, our time is winding down here this morning with our conversation, Jackie Leonard and Keith Hansey from Northwoods Community Realty. Anything else you'd like to add, Jackie?
No, just want to let people know that we're happy to, you know, just give them a market analysis anytime. You know, there's no obligation. I know a lot of people with the new assessments, tax assessments, a lot of people are a little concerned about is their assessment correct? We'd be more than happy to, you know, just give you our opinion. At least you kind of know maybe it's way over what you should be. We can certainly help you to find that.
Best way to contact you guys, Jackie?
Call our office. It's 715-453-2673. Or you can check out our website at northwoodscommunityrealty.com.
That sounds great, Jackie. Thanks for joining me and Keith, and hope you have a fantastic weekend.
All right. Thank you very much, Tim.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
You too, Tim. Thanks.
All right. That's Jackie and Keith from Northwoods Community Realty, our guests on our finally Friday morning conversation. Keep in mind, you can tune in to the crew from Northwoods Community Realty. They join us on the first Friday of every month here on WJJQ.